When Sasha went to the beach, she always looked for the signs. Swim between the flags. The red and yellow flags made her feel safe. On this beach, there were often rips and holes. Sometimes there were big waves that dumped people in the surf. It was great to know that the lifeguards were there, ready to help anyone in trouble. I could do that, Sasha thought. She liked teamwork. She enjoyed being helpful, and she really liked the thought of being on the beach for most of the summer. Paul, the surf patrol captain, was talking to some kids on paddleboards. Sasha went over to him. How do you get to be a lifeguard? She asked. You start by joining the surf club, said Paul. Come along on Saturday and see what it's all about. On Saturday, Sasha turned up early. Paul handed her a black and white cap. Do I have to wear this? She asked. Yep, he said. It makes it easy for us to keep track of the people in our club. It's a bit like a badge to let people know who you are and what you're doing. They walked along the beach. The younger kids were playing in the waves with their bodyboards. That's what building up confidence in the water, said Paul. Further along, others were running relays and playing tag. That's for fitness, said Paul. A volleyball thumped back and forth. Teamwork, said Paul. Some older kids were lined up with their paddleboards. Go, yelled the starter. They raced into the surf, paddled out round a marker buoy, and rode the waves back into shore. Then they sprinted for the finish line. Some other kids were lying face down in a row on the beach. Suddenly, they jumped up and sprinted down the beach to grab some sticks that were planted in the sand. Flags, said Paul. It's a bit like musical chairs, and it helps build your speed and sharpen up your reactions. Looks like fun, said Sasha. Yeah, said Paul, but fun with the serious side. They're getting ready for the inter-club competition. Why don't you come back tomorrow and watch? Next day, there were 5 different clubs in the competition. Sasha sat on the sand and watched. The teams lined up in their colored uniforms. They dived for sticks in the sand, raced into the surf with their boards, and splashed back out again. Sasha watched the crews drag their bright orange inflatable rescue boats into the water. They revved the engines and raced each other out into the breakers. Sasha wished she could join in. Suddenly, there was a shout further along the beach. Sasha turned to see what was happening. Was there someone in trouble out there? Someone crossed the rip. Someone yelled. A team of lifeguards picked up a reel and raced out into the surf. They disappeared into the waves. Sasha moved closer to watch. In a few moments, they were back, carrying the limp body of a swimmer. Quickly, they laid her down on the sand, checked her breathing and pulse, and began to carry out CPR. Will she be okay? Sasha asked Paul, who was standing nearby. He laughed. It's only a practice, he said. It was only then that Sasha noticed the stopwatch in his hand. Great work, team, he said. Your best time yet. Fooled. Sasha couldn't believe it. Paul laughed. You weren't the only one who thought it was real, he said. We just want to make sure everyone remembers what all this is really for. Fun with a serious side, asked Sasha. Paul nodded. So what do you think, Sasha? He asked. Reckon we'll see you next summer?